This month, a new poll conducted by Talk Business and Hendricks College asked likely voters in Arkansas about healthcare, marijuana, and more. Voters were asked if they thought the Affordable Health Care Act upheld this summer by the U.S. Supreme Court should be blocked, and if a measure supporting medical marijuana makes it to the November ballot, would they support it on Election Day? A majority agreed that efforts to block the health care law should continue, and voters were almost evenly divided on the marijuana question. Roby Brock from TalkBusiness.net recently sat down with State Senator Gilbert Baker, a Republican from Central Arkansas, and John Brummett, a columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Start with some of our survey data here. The Supreme Court's ruled that federal health care, the law, is constitutional. The mandate is still by a little less than 2-1. Arkansans say, keep fighting. You surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I'm fascinated by the phrasing of your question. Do you think we ought to continue blocking? Is that the way you phrased it, the health care reform?
Blocking the implementation.
You know, it's now the law. It's in the statutory law. The Supreme Court has confirmed it. You really shouldn't have the choice to block a law. You can resist it. You can fight it. You can try to repeal it. But apparently, 58% want to go back to 57 and Brown v. Board of Education. Maybe we call out the National Guard and block the health care reform. Seriously, you've got to abide by the law. I find the phrasing interesting. I guess it simply reflects, my little catty comment aside, it simply reflects that the people are against President Obama and they think they're against health care.
Is that what it is?
Oh, absolutely. Senator? And the number surprised me because of the way you phrased the question. Okay, I mean it was phrased in a very direct way that folks would have thought that less would have said block, but they're very aggressive in this regard. They do not believe the federal government is capable of universal health care. They're just so they want to block it. And November, as Justice Roberts said, November we're going to have an election and we'll get a chance to take care of that at the ballot box, one way or the other.
You want to chime in, I hear.
Well, no, I'm fixated on the word block, just in the phrasing of the question. And we do have an election in November, and we do have a Congress in January, and if we could get 60 votes, we might be able to do something in the Senate, even though I understand there's some talk about budget reconciliation. So I guess block simply means we don't want it, and you folks who are in a position of influence, do whatever you can still to keep us from getting it. And all the Arkansas legislature can do right now, but it's a godsend to the Republicans, is the Supreme Court ruling said that states may opt out of the Medicaid expansion. Mm-hmm. This lets the Republicans for real. They've been pretending all this time that they could do something about Obamacare in Arkansas. Now, actually, because of this opt-out, they can oppose the Medicaid expansion and for real, substantively oppose.
Isn't that right? And our Republicans, that is going to be their tactic, isn't it?
Yeah, I think they're very hesitant to increase the size of state government, to increase the Medicaid program that Governor Beebe has already told us is in very difficult shape as far as the drawdown of the resources that are available to help with Medicaid. And the good news about the whole Medicaid expansion is we do not have to do anything right now. That's the beauty, and I think that's the message that needs to go out. I think that's reflected in your numbers, too. When Medicaid started, six states opted in, six.
But then eventually how many came around on that?
Lots. But I'm just saying that this is not a decision that has to be made immediately. We do have an election coming up and a legislative session in January.
It's a wonderful political issue. Nobody's going to change. Republicans are going to run against Medicaid expansion and Obamacare in Arkansas until November. Democrats running for the legislature are going to run from the issue because of the numbers that you show there. By the way, you said there was as much skepticism as
savings
about the hundreds of millions of dollars in savings. Actually, a lot of people now on Our Kids First will switch to full Medicaid reimbursement if we go to a Medicaid expansion. A lot of this written off uncompensated care at UAMS emergency room will then be switched to full federal funding of Medicaid. A lot of people are going to these health care exchanges and get insured so that they don't fall back into Medicaid if they get serious ailments. I don't think it's skeptical at all. I think they're actual, in for a few years at least, real savings that can be realized.
John,
and rural hospitals of Arkansas and the Children's Hospital are going to be pumped by this additional funneling. Now, the issue of whether we should spend the federal money is for Congress to deal with. But on the state level, I think those numbers are very credible. I think they're fully defensible.
The first few years, that's the, I mean, you hit the nail on the head, is we don't have the luxury of saying, this looks great. for the first few years? What does it look like 10 years from now? And that's the whole Medicaid issue that we're embroiled in now, where we're in such a deficit, was based on that very thing. It looked good near term, but you have to look beyond that. And that, again, I'm thrilled with the numbers in the sense that there seem to be enough Arkansans paying attention that say, whoa, free money from the feds? Let's make sure that we're not taking that short term and undermining a balanced budget requirement in Arkansas, which if you go upside down in the out years, you impact K-12 public education, you impact higher ed, and we know how important higher ed is.
Meantime, Gilbert, you guys are talking about cutting income taxes, so we'll have less money for this. I mean, this is your 1-2. Cut the state treasury and then say, oh, we don't have the money in the long term. Isn't that right?
That's not right. I'm saying that.
I think it is.
Well, what I'm saying is you have to make sure, whether it's income tax cut or expanding Medicaid, that you look beyond just the first 2 or 3 years of the program. And that's what I'm saying. And that's where we have to take our time. We have to look and see what are the out years and how are they going to impact our budget. Because if you make the wrong decision, you cut the legs out from under public schools, you cut the legs out from higher ed, and you know it because we have a strict revenue stabilization requirement in the state.
All right, time out. Let's cut from public opinion. Let's go to what's happening policy-wise and behind the scenes. You guys are about to gear up for the state budget. This Medicaid budget crisis is going to be a huge component. Tell me what's really going on behind the scenes in conversations with the governor, in conversations with Republican leadership. Is it an all-or-nothing conversation, or is it, can we find some ways to incrementally nibble around the edges on this, and that's a possible outcome?
We know that state government, any government works when you compromise, when you have to work together. So we're going to do that. Okay, I believe that. And that, I say we. Moving forward, it won't be me. I'm on the way out. Okay? Right. Now, I'll be involved in the fall budget hearings, but this is for Senator Lamoureux, Senator Bookout, folks moving forward. So now I don't think it'll be door A or door B. So the conversations are moving forward. But you heard Governor Beebe say that he was inclined to take the money, but then to make clear to us all that it requires supermajority appropriation votes.
Now, he's not making that clear. The Constitution makes that clear.
Yeah,
right?
Bingo, but he's reiterating, and I think we would all have to agree that even today, with the numbers and the folks that are concerned about what this would do to us long term, the chance of getting 75 votes on that today, what are the chances?
Zero.
And after November, what are the chances?
Zero.
Less?
Zero. Right. This is all probably an academic discussion, tragically, because there will be, what, takes 9 to block a 3/4 in the Senate? Is that right? You guys will come up with 9, I'm sure, who will deny Medicaid coverage to 250,000 people in Arkansas at full federal expense, full federal cost. I'm sure you will, while you cut taxes on the high incomes.
Right. To make sure that 4 or 5 years from now we don't have to cut the legs out of public schools and the legs out of higher ed, because they are key to the future of this economic state. They're the key.
It's easy as a Republican right now to run against this in terms of fiscal responsibility. How do Democrats take this and use this
as a political advantage?
They have two options. Talk like I'm talking, except maybe better, a little more polished. Say, this is right. This is the thing to do. This is what we stand for. Let's do it. The other thing is to cower and hope they can win local matchups, that their candidates locally are more popular than Republican candidates, denationalize the legislative races, and hope for the best. I think that's what they're doing. Somebody asked me the other day, other than Beebe, is there a Democrat in the state who has a position stated publicly on this? Not many in the legislature. The Republicans have had just a gift from John Roberts. He gave them health care reform. He saved it, but said, oh, by the way, you Republicans in Arkansas, here's something you can run on. And the Democrats will run from it, except for term-limited Governor Beebe, who will say, in his usual cautious way, I want to do it if we can. So it's a totally one-sided debate.
I did not know that the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court
had
thought that much about what was going to happen with Arkansas politics.
Well,
it's good to know that.
Well, you never dreamed that President Barack Obama would be responsible for building the Republican Party in Arkansas either. So
an admission. Did you hear that?
Yeah,
all right.
It's true.
No, I tried for years to build it, and President Obama's just done marvelous work.
All right, one more question I want to get to from our polling data. Let's talk about the medical marijuana results. 47% in favor of, 46% opposed.
You didn't inhale.
Did that surprise you?
It doesn't surprise me, seriously. I know it surprises everybody else. But this issue, I think if you tell the people of Arkansas who are generally unhealthy and who generally love their doctor and who love their medicines, do you think your doctor ought to be able, if you're in a lot of pain, to prescribe marijuana for you? I think this unhealthy, doctor-adoring culture that's dependent on medicine would say yes.
Yeah.
I really think that's the sort of the crux of that finding.
30 seconds. What you got?
Yeah, I don't think it'll pass at the ballot box. I mean, I was surprised with the positive numbers, but I don't think it'll pass if it's on the ballot.
Oh, we'll see if they get their signatures. That may be the next big hurdle for them.
State Senator Gilbert Baker and John Brummett, a columnist with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, talked with Roby Brock from our partner, TalkBusiness.net, last week. Support for TalkBusiness.net on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And Verizon, offering a wide selection of productivity-enhancing tablets for small business, including the Apple iPad. More information at a Verizon Communications store near you or online at vzw.com/smallbusiness. And CEG Partners, using empirical data to better understand your customers' experiences and their loyalties. More information at cegpartners.com.